Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on a Wednesday. Sorry, hit the wrong button there. How's everybody doing? Super. All right, let's get into it. We have got a lot of ground to cover, and I am saving today's latest Tiger droppings, I mean Tiger Nugget, for 3 o'clock. Remember, it's a game called What They Say and What They Do. And we will judge them on what they do, but all we have on November 13th is what they say. And what they say, oh, mamacita, if this ends up being the case, heads will explode. We'll get to that at 3. We got to check in on a special topic for Rico at 4. And I would ask you to please be delicate with Rico today. Last night was emotional. Very difficult for Rico, as once again,
if I had the drop board, I'd hit the buzzer. No, it was not.
You want the oh, yes. As MSU continues to be the Chaminade of preseason invitationals. So
I say more like Washington Generals, but tomato, fine. Tomato.
Either way, right?
Yeah.
I want to open up with something. We didn't get to it yesterday, and that's okay. But there's a huge game coming up this weekend in college football. And really, it's unique and it's special because not only is it a top five matchup, but it involves an established big boy, a blue blood, a national title team living out an expectation. And then kind of the David versus Goliath, David example of non-traditional power, first-year head coach, miracle. You may as well have Emilio Estevez coaching Indiana football, and you have number 2 versus number 5, and it's a throwdown. One problem. The game's on at noon because of this chlamydia-ridden idea known as Fox Big Noon Kickoff. This is the worst thing to ever hit this planet, maybe second only to bubonic plague. Big Noon Kickoff takes unbelievable matchups that should be at 3:30 or 7:30, whatever you want to call it, and puts it at noon. Now, this is a question for you guys, because not every school gets a special TV contract. But this is a question for you guys. Number 2 versus number 5, any conference. I don't care if it's SEC, Big Ten, ACC, whatever it is. When do you want to watch that game? Just answer the question of when you would like to watch that game. Is it at noon? For me, it's not. Like last Saturday, case in point. 3:30 started our college football day in earnest. Georgia Ole Miss, highlighting a really nice 3:30 window. And then the all-day anticipation, whether the game ended up good or not, is immaterial to the conversation. A Saturday night in Death Valley, LSU-Bama, all felt right with the world. And this week, it shows you everything wrong with the world of college football. The Big Ten gave away its soul and its nuts to Fox so Fox could bastardize the noon window. Mm-hmm. There's only one game a year that's played on noon, and it makes no GD sense. It's Michigan-Ohio State, but they're all hard up to keep some tradition and crack nuts on gravestones, fine. You do whatever you like, have your stupid game at the end of the year. The point I'm making is there are no college football fans I know who get hyped up about a game being at noon. Number 2 versus number 5, Indiana OSU, 3:30 minimum. And I'd exhume the dead body of Keith Jackson to call the game. But I want to hear from you, because Rico, you love college ball. Kenny, David, and you, the listener. Number 2 versus number 5, I want you to tell me, when would you want to watch that game?
No, finish.
No, I wanted to read you your boy's comments.
Okay.
No, this is for you. He's your boy.
Oh. Wait, which one is this?
Noted dullard shill, Joel Klatt.
Oh, JK. Oh, man. We were hanging at the Pistons game last night.
Well, where were you? At the Putz Club?
No, it was right next to Jay Rose.
Yeah, Another genius. Quote, lots of talk about Big Noon Saturday. Here are some things I think you should know. Big Noon Saturday has been the most watched CFB window the last few years, and last year our window averaged almost 7 million viewers a game. Prior to Big Noon, this window in CFB was non-existent. For a reason, you putts. Fox Sports saw a clear opportunity to build value into the sport by creating a third window for premium CFB. That clearly worked. Okay, first of all, when did Joel Klatt become business affairs for Fox? No. You're just a D-list color analyst. You're not even any good.
I think you're missing the most important question. Joel, blink twice if you're being held hostage.
Do they have a gun to your temple?
Right. Is your family safe? Okay, because that tells me you're reading. It was. No, the 12 o'clock
Rico,
slot
Rico.
Is. The
read this the, now.
The 12 o'clock slot is the greatest slot of all time.
It's the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not. It is the appetizer. It is what you do yard work to. It is background noise while you're cleaning the house. That is what 12 o'clock games are. It is for the less important. And to say that, well, it was the most watched. Well, you put Michigan on last year, so every Michigan fan who wanted to see their team had to turn it on at 12. Guess what, Joel? If you put Michigan at 7 a.m. on Saturday, guess what would have been the most watched 7 a.m. slot? The Michigan games. Mm. So you're forcing people to watch your sport at that time period. It is not the most desirable game, period, whatsoever. 3:30 is the bare minimum. 3:30. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It's a primetime game. You treat a primetime game like that. Bastardizing it and putting it on at 12 just kind of says, I don't care. But you know why? It's because the CBS owned 3:30 and ESPN owned the night game, or ABC. That was the only thing left. And I'm saying I would have gone the NFL logic and said, you know what? I'm going to make 4 o'clock the primetime spot. Fox at 4. Yep. There you go.
So I want to hear from the people on it. Look, number 2 versus number 5, that's a game I want to watch. Big Noon is the absolute worst. It's the worst. It's just as bad as MSU playing every game at night. Or if you're a Michigan fan, look, I don't know if the modern fan feel, I don't know, maybe we'll dig up Don Canham and ask him. Oh, we have noon is great. Is it? Is it? Is it that 5 a.m. tailgate? Is it? So I want to know where you are at. But this is, to me, I think Big Noon Kickoff deserves every bit of hate that it gets because no one likes it. I mean, even this week, Buckeye fans have had enough of playing at noon. It's a hard existence. It's not fun. I think it does take some of the juice out of your stadium. I think it does take some juice out of the fan base. Yeah. But see, they don't care about any of us. That's the reality.
I'll give you that. Penn State was livid a few weeks ago because, hey, we got Ohio State at the crib, whiteout.
Noon.
Wait, what do you mean noon? Whiteout doesn't work at noon. Yeah, it will.
Noon is Purdue, Illinois on ESPN2.
Yes, it is. It's MSU, Maryland. It's those types of games where it's the appetizer game. It's the background noise. It's just, you're kind of watching, and if all of a sudden the game gets close, you put down the yard work, and you go inside, and you watch it.
So let me hear it, people. We'll get to the Tigers. We'll get to the Lions as well. But I want to hear. I need to know if we are on the mark or off the mark. But Indiana, Ohio State is Saturday, and that's a game I don't care who you are. I don't care if your team's any good or not. You're going to tune in. That's a game America wants to watch.
Well, it's next Saturday.
Yes. And the fact that they picked it as Big Noon. Yeah. I'm sorry. I hate Big Noon Kickoff. I want to know where people are at with it. 248-539-9797. The Lord knows I haven't seen MSU play when the sun is out in ages. But David, again, you're a busy guy. You have kids. Does the noon window work for you or is it bad for you?
No, it's bad for me. The noon is the appetizer. It's when I watch the Kansas State versus Iowa State or something like that. I don't need the big game at noon. Give me at night, but you're right, at minimum 3:30. I don't need it at noon. Not at all. Not even close. It's like in the NFL. The games I don't care about, 1 o'clock. I don't need it.
It's where the Lions were for an entire season.
I don't need it.
Every game was a 1 o'clock kickoff. Why? Nobody wanted to see you. Okay? They love you now, Lions fans, but I remember that year. 1 o'clock, every game. You're right. It's a Big 12 or an ACC team.
Western Michigan and Ball State. Give me that at noon. I'm good.
I'm with you.
Kenny, Lord of the SEC, Feinbaum loyalist. I mean, obviously, from the outside looking in, a man of the SEC would never look at noon as a good time slot. But when you see the Big Ten doing this and you go, look, even you, right, Pillow Fight City, sure. Indiana OSU's on your radar.
Yeah.
That's a story game.
I don't care what conference it's coming from. If you have a 2-5 matchup, that needs to be a night game. In my mind, I need that to be the under-the-lights game.
Okay, you're going 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, not 3:30.
Absolutely, because like you said, do you remember how the lead-up to Bama-LSU felt? You felt like, oh, this is big game. We're ready to go. That's what I need out of the 2-5. That's what I need out of a playoff implication. Two of the best teams in the country, top 5 matchup, absolutely needs to be a night game.
And let me expand on this real quick and then just do whatever you guys want. I want to make sure people, I want to be inclusive about it. Like maybe the Big Noon thing doesn't register with you. Maybe we expand it to this. In the new world of college football, specifically regionally here in the Big Ten, does the new world of college football with its TV deals with Peacock, NBC, CBS, ABC, Jefferson Pilot, is it taking away from your enjoyment of watching college football? Because I will tell you, it is November 13th. I still make a mistake in thinking it's the SEC on CBS. And I still have, it's a mind bleep of seeing Gary Danielson calling. Oh,
that's different.
I'm like, wait, what?
That's going to take some getting
used
to.
Where's Vern Lundquist and his lack of neck?
That's a flag.
It's not. He has no neck. He was born without it. He's talked about this.
I understand.
He has no C7 vertebra. They plopped his skull on a thorax. There's no neck.
No. Now, going back, if anything, in November, 3:30 would be the perfect.
The best.
Because here's the thing. It'll start in the day. It's going to end in the dark.
That's right.
So 3:30 is the best once you get past daylight savings time. Noon games, I will never be an advocate for noon games. Like look, Doug Carson, like we've argued over this going back to college.
Yeah, Doug's 90. Doug's been 90 since he was 9.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay? That doesn't mean he's bad. It just means he's old. He's an old soul. No one likes the noon thing. Mm-mm. Big noon kickoff is some form of incurable football STD. It's awful.
It shocked me earlier this year when State, I was like, when are you playing noon games? Because all of these games cry out noon. Night? Wait, that's at night when two? Wait, well, that's at night?
Here's the thing that hurts me and why I wanted to expand it beyond big noon. MSU Purdue on a Friday night in November? What? Huh? Rutgers USC 11 o'clock on a Friday night? What? So on that level, it is the new TV deals hurt my ability, but the big noon kickoff, Joel Klatt just going full Bally Sports for you. I'd like to know where you're at with it, because Indiana and OSU.
And is his family safe?
Right. Read it with more enthusiasm. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.